Hi, I'm Delene Allen, the networking queen. I love to connect people. There is nothing more wonderful than the human connection, the connection that can lead to incredible things, to love, to business, to make our lives just so much richer, meeting and connecting on a deeper level than, hi, here's my business card. But making those human connections that can take you to magical places. Stay tuned for Network Equals Net Worth. I want to hear your stories. I want to share your stories. Good day. It's Delene Allen. You're listening to my podcast, Network Equals Net Worth. We're here to share networking tips and business experience from pretty amazing people. And let me tell you, you're going to meet one remarkable human being right now. So I can't wait to introduce you to Kathy Downey. She's a passionate mom of three amazing children, Oscar, 16, Georgina, 14, and Lena, who's 11. She was a stay-at-home mom from September 2006 until January of 2017, during which time I helped run two businesses, obtained a business degree from St. Mary's, and worked towards her AACI designation. In 2017, she was offered an opportunity from Alderney Real Estate Appraisals, which she graciously accepted. She's currently working there at Alderney Appraisals. She holds an AAC designation, which means that she's qualified to complete both commercial and residential real estate appraisers. When she's not working, she enjoys spending time with her children, listening to music, doing jiu-jitsu with Georgina twice a week, jogging, reading, and hanging out with friends. Let me tell you, that is a tip of the iceberg of this remarkable woman. So why not start early life, Kathy? What set you on the path to the phenomenal success that you have enjoyed up until this point?
Sure. So I watched my father start a business in the early 80s when things were extremely tough, and he worked and he traveled and he knocked on doors and he never gave up. And so I watched him grow in his business from a small rental space on Canal Street in Dartmouth to building his own industrial building in one of the business parks, which I thought was phenomenal. He would make us go to work on Sundays and we'd work for money. And so just watching him was just so inspiring. And then I was a little bit of an entrepreneur myself. I used to always sell everything that I would get for Christmas at a yard sale in my front yard. And it would drive my mom nuts. But I'd do little things like that around the neighborhood. And it just kind of kept going. That momentum kept going as I got older. And it sure did help me, put me on a good path. That's for sure.
Well, and learning a work ethic like that from your father and seeing, you know, it's one thing to, let's say, have your dad likely give you lots of life messages. But when you watched him from a rental building to building his own building, that's pretty impressive. And even if you're at a young age, you know, you realize this later. But even then, it was like, wow, look at what my dad did. Now, and I love the fact that you were smart enough to sell the things that you didn't like. And then when you turned the ripe old age of 16, what did you do?
Yes. On my birthday, I walked around and handed out resumes to get a job and got a job on my birthday. That's what I did.
So what was your first job?
My first job was at Tim Hortons.
Yep.
And then I went to Sobeys, and they were really good and flexible while I was doing my schooling. And
Excellent. So I think you started a science degree, decided that really wasn't where you wanted to go. And then what did you do after that?
I took hotel and restaurant management, and then I worked in the hotels for almost 10 years. But during that time, I realized that I needed more. So I went back to St. Mary's part-time while I was working full-time, and I got my business degree almost. Well, I had my first son, and then I finished my degree the year he was born.
Wow. And at this point, business degree, and you studied human resources.
Yes.
And so you had your three children, the first two fairly close together. So were you at that particular point running a business with your spouse?
Almost. We would have started, it was called Capital Flooring. It was a flooring installation company. I believe it was 2009. So we started that the year my daughter was born. So fairly close. My daughter and son are about 2 years and, you know, give or take 2.5 years apart. Yep. And so right after my son was born, I applied to UBC. So I was studying to become an appraiser. And then 2009, we started up that company. And then I guess we had two different types of flooring companies right up until 2017 when I started at Alderney.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I don't know if the rest of you are getting tired listening, not tired, but thinking, oh my God, what did this woman do? So she has one child while she's taking her business degree, while she's working full time. And then her spouse starts a business while she is having a second child. Still finishing, you finish that degree,
but then
you start becoming an appraiser. Do you want to share kind of how you decided? Because that's not sort of, you know, sometimes children wake up, you know, I'm going to be a teacher, I'm going to be a nurse, right. I'm going to be a police officer, but not very many people wake up going, yeah, I want to be an appraiser. How'd that happen?
Well, I guess just conversations, you know, with my partner at that time. You know, he was really into real estate and thought it might be a good, you know, expansion of what he's doing and what I'm doing. And so me not really knowing exactly what it was all about, I decided just to take a leap of faith and thought, oh, sure, you know, team effort, I'll go into the appraisal, you'll sell real estate and buy rental properties. And at the time it was, I think that was the thought. So I just jumped in and went for it.
But that is a pretty intensive program, isn't it?
It's very intense. It took me 10 years. Not often does it take that long, but because I had three children, my mom duties, running the businesses, you know, payroll expenses, all of that kind of jazz, it did take a little bit longer, but no, it's a lot. It's quite intense. Like, you have to take 6 core courses. You have to go into a mentorship for at least 2 years, during which time you have to submit work samples to the Institute of Canada. They have to approve them. You have to go through at least 30 work samples and use these ethics and rules that they have, and they have to be approved. And then you have to write an exam and then go in front of a board. So it's, at the end of it all, it feels really good when they, you know, say congratulations, because it's a fair amount of work to get to that level, for sure.
Kathy, I'm just sitting here going, holy mackerel. But if we went back to your partner at that time knew somebody, a female, who had an appraisal business.
Yes.
And he, of course, told you that you were going to do this. So there wasn't enough on your plate already. But really, when you think about that, it was thanks to networking that you came into this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I have a feeling, let's say, because we live in a small community, grew up in Lower Sackville, that the Tim Hortons you applied to, your dad might have gone in there. And when they knew who your dad was, it was like, he's a hard worker, we're going to hire her. It's little things like that that make a huge difference in the calling cards of when we go someplace. And then, Kathy, with that kind of a work ethic, I'm sure you'd get a job anywhere. But 10 years. I think the other thing that many people don't realize that's a real challenge is to become a licensed insolvency trustee, bankruptcy trustee. That is another, really, you know, and very regulated by the government. So, I mean, the accolades or, you know, recognition for what you have done, like literally, we teased you earlier, but it's the truth. You got a PhD, more in life, but also like all of the things that you have done is pretty darn phenomenal, right? And so tell me about each of your children. Have they, you know, have they had yard sales of what they did once or?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my oldest actually works with me at the office. So that's his first job, which is really cool. And my middle child, when I used to do, I sort of have a side gig as well pre-COVID, and she used to do her own art and develop her own crafts. And so when we would go to these market places, I would have my table for my side gig, and she would have hers, and she would come up with it all by herself, which is phenomenal. So, and then my third is actually seeing, you know, oh, look, mom can pay for stuff. Mom can do this. She goes, I think I want to be an appraiser. So they all kind of in their own way are, you know, yeah, doing their own special thing, which is really awesome to see, to be honest with you.
Oh, but Kathy, yeah. The fact that they see the light, that you can create something on your own. Now, again, your son, at, you know, kids at a certain age don't want their parents. I take my godson, who was 11, to a soccer game, and it's like, don't get close to me. Right? Stand back. But for him to actually want to work with you, Kathy, that speaks volumes to that he knows he can learn from you. Wow.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah, it's pretty special. I do enjoy it. It's nice that he feels that comfort and he's okay with it. So it's nice.
Well, and smart guy, because he's going to learn. on top of everything that you do, you have a side gig and you go to markets too. I love it.
Yes. Yep. Always, you know, thinking of a way, things that I'm passionate. These are like my two passions. So I do enjoy them both. One's more of a health perspective that's really changed my life in the last 6 years. And then of course this, that's, you know, I really thoroughly love my job. Like a lot of people are always like, you're joking, right? I'm like, I'm not joking. To be able to do what I can do and have the flexibility and be there for my kids and enjoy it and just the whole balance of it. It's, I feel absolutely blessed. I love it.
What a treat to love what you do.
Yeah.
So welcome back. We have Kathy Downey here, an appraiser, and with three children who are destined for greatness, that's for sure. So let's talk a little bit about how you got that job, because I think networking falls into that. You'd opened a flooring business, and where did you usually hide in the flooring business?
I was usually upstairs in the offices doing just the paperwork, the invoicing, payroll, compiling, just for month end, quarter end, you know, that sort of back end stuff, I like to call it. And there was one day I was down on the floor, and I never worked the floor because that wasn't my thing. I had enough to do. I didn't want to learn the ins and outs of the product, like what it was made of and the installation part of it. That just wasn't my thing. So I had to cover the floor because there was nobody there. I was in the store all alone. And one of the partners, who's since retired now from Alderney, walked in and we had a great conversation, and it led into that he was in the real estate industry. I'm like, what area? And he's appraisal. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so am I. I have all my, you know, and I just spilled off what I had. And did they just so happen to have someone retiring that year and asked if I'd come in for an interview. And we're just about to close the store. So it was great. It was such an opportunity.
Well, but when you think about it, Kathy, you worked that opportunity your whole life. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard this. It takes 15 years to be an overnight success.
Oh, no, right? I have not heard that. I like that.
Yeah. Well, Justin Bieber, when he put his first YouTubes, he was 7 or 8. Yeah. Like the Beatles, oh my God, yeah, that you popped out of the womb when you were going to be an entrepreneur. Yeah. But when you see the next generation realizing early on that they don't have to work for somebody else, they can if they want to, but the fact that they're using their brains and are truly productive, life skills learning. Like, tell us about your son when he went to work for you, because I think that's amazing.
Yeah. So it was great. Like last summer, he would have been, he's just turned 16 and wanted to get a job. And so I said, well, hey, do you want to come in the office? We have some filing, good starter job. And it was great. And he actually did it with his friends. So all of his friends' first experience was at Alderney as well. So it was nice. He wasn't just alone, and he was doing the team effort with me as well. And so it was actually really great. And then they did it as a summer job, and they came in every weekend, and now they're back again, which is great because I always say it's just part of the resume building, and it's nice to be able to just have that foundation of starting somewhere, you know, with the responsibility of doing something within a job. So yeah, that's kind of how
it all went down. The organizational skills aspect of that, learning that it's important to keep records, to keep, you know, a proper filing system. I mean, I have never been able to do that. I never worked in an office like that. I had an assistant that did that stuff. That is so important for so many aspects of life, but then also to see what everybody's doing in the office, because, you know, appraising all the different buildings, whether it's residential or commercial, that's got to be interesting. So is he wanting to learn more stuff about what he can do?
You know what? He is. And here's what I love about it. We'll go for drives and he'll say, "Mom, look at that new construction." And he'll say, "Oh, wow." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, good eye, Oscar." And so we'll new buildings that are under construction, we'll always estimate, I wonder when they're going to be, you know, completed by. And then we're like, "Oh, look, they have their framing up." And then we talk about the framing, the type of roof, we talk about the inside. And so it's really nice that he's already getting the foundation of just general construction, which I think is really huge, right? It's, you know, unless you're in the trades, you're not really talking shop, right? So we talk shop all the time without knowing it. And sometimes I'll go in really cool houses and I'll tell them, you know, about it in terms of what they had, or if it was really cool, maybe function wise, you know, the layout. And we talk about all of that. It's actually quite special, even with my girls, because they play a game called they build homes within this game. And they're always like, "Hey, Mom, come check out my home." And so I'm like, I'll sit down. They show me where their kitchen, you know, they show me the layout and what it's made out of and how many floors. And, you know, they're only 14 and 11. Just, I love that.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Really, when you think, that is truly amazing. Yeah. So networking. I would say anybody who is as busy as you was not something that was high on a list of priorities. But when you have three kids, how many parents do you meet at different social functions, sports, whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't know if your kids were into sports, but I don't know how you would have added that on to what you were already doing. But sometimes we don't realize that we're connectors, you know, again, through your children, through, you know, work or whatever. So how do you, you know, is there any secret to networking? Because it's not, usually if I say networking, most people, it's like, that's a dreaded word. Hmm.
You know what? I actually just incorporated into my conversation, because believe it or not, yes, they did do sports. I did a lot of volunteering. I did Safe Arrival. I also chair the SAC at AJ, which I'll do again next year. And so I actually find it easy because you connect with people and then you're able to talk, and through conversation, you know, you're networking, and it's sometimes you can just incorporate it into your day to day. And once you get used to that, it doesn't feel uncomfortable. It just actually feels quite natural because you're just having a conversation. You connect with them. Maybe they need some, you know, help with something. You can, you know, refer another person or business. And so I actually find that quite fun because it's a big social aspect of it, and talking with people. So I just kind of, I guess, incorporated into conversation throughout the years of doing everything that I've done as a mom. Well,
and when you think about something like appraisals, that really everybody needs it, doesn't know, right?
Mm. Right? Yes.
Whether you're building, buying, selling a house, having an appraiser makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It definitely helps, even, you know, when you're settling an estate, you're going through a divorce, and, you know, all of, you know, there's things that need appraisals that you just don't know. So it's, you know, it's helpful to know that. And then if you know an appraiser, that, you know, it's good that you can trust, and, you know, it's certainly helpful, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. So one of the things that you said just a little while ago was you love what you do. And we've hired co-op students since we've taken on our B&I franchise about 5 years ago. And we can hire them when we get wage subsidies, which is really great. But usually when we get a new co-op student, because we have them usually for about 4 months, we say, "So what do your parents do?" And they'll usually tell you, "Do they like their jobs?" "Actually, no." right? What do you want to do when you finish school? I'm not sure, right? And I'm thinking you're paying a ton of money for post-secondary education and you really don't know what you want to do. But, you know, the options are kind of interesting. I never knew what an appraiser really was until I met Kathy. Or how important it was, and there aren't that many of them around, and Kathy's the best, so you need to do business with her. The co-op students, okay? And we say, your parents like their jobs? No. And what do you want to do, you know, when you finish here? Because you're going to do another co-op likely, and we could help you find another one. And well, I think I'd like to do this. We had a young guy, Nick, his name was, and he was a go-get, just dynamite. All of our co-op students have been great, but Nick was really cute. Yeah, my parents don't like their jobs. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, well, I'm kind of interested in real estate. So I said, okay, after you work for us, he went to work with another BNI member who was a realtor. And then he went to work with another BNI member who was a property management company. And the last time I saw him, so he's done three co-ops through people he's networked and met through us. And he goes, Celine, I know exactly what I want to do. And I'm so excited that I can like it. And you think, isn't that kind of sad, right? Mm. And Kathy, no wonder your kids are interested in life because of the enthusiasm and positive attitude that you bring to it.
You know what? And I just think it's so important, you know, and even if they, whatever route they choose, I'm always like, you have to enjoy what you do. You get, if you get up every day and you're miserable, that is just such a negative energy that you carry around you, and it, you know, just all around. So I'm happy, even though it was later in life that I stepped into this, you know, better late than never. And I'm just happy that I can show them that absolutely you can love your job. And it does show. It's,
but if you think about it, everything you did was building up to this. The fact that you had taken those courses and really hadn't even connected, other than the people that were mentoring you or the people that were teaching the programs, did you actually know a local appraiser in the HRM area?
No, but during my experience, I knocked on doors. I, you know, because really you're supposed to get into the industry.
Yep.
And then get, you know, get your candidacy and your basic courses and then take the rest. Because then you have access to certain data that you do not have access to if you're not employed by somebody. And so I did it a much more challenging way. So I actually knocked on quite a few doors. And one of the doors that actually helped me during that time, they don't remember, was Alderney. I was like, I need some sales data. I'm doing a project. And they said, yeah, sure. Come on in, you know, and, that would have been when I first started. So, you know, it's interesting, but I knocked on some doors, and the ones who helped me, I definitely remember them the most. You know, I get a lot of no's, but that's okay. That happens.
Well, but the more no's you get, the closer you are to a yes. And as long as you never give up, right? Don't take the
that's
no
right.
personally.
Yeah. That's right.
But anyway, well, listen, Kathy, it has been a pleasure. This is Kathy Downey from Alderney Appraisals. She does residential and commercial. So if there was a networking tip that you wanted to pass on to people, number one, you have that beautiful positive energy. You're easy to talk to, Kathy, but was it ever hard to open your mouth, or that's always been easy to at least say hi to people and start a conversation?
No, it was really hard, especially where I spent so much time around my children. I actually found it difficult to talk to adults at first because I just didn't have that connection, you know, and it was tough, but I pushed through that. I pushed through, and you know what? Sometimes I just be honest. I'm like, I've been around kids so much. I'm really sorry. I feel like I'm out of the loop, you know, but I just kept at it. And then, you know, I kept reading. I kept watching things. I just kept going. And now, you know, I feel like I've come around full circle. It's unbelievable. So,
yeah. Well, but Kathy, I truly believe you work from a giver's gain heart, in that you're truly interested in the people you're talking to find out, you said earlier, you know, maybe I could help them with something. That I'm a big believer, and this is why I started this podcast, is everybody's got a story. And Kathy, we've known each other for a few months now, but well, actually more than a year.
Yeah.
And I now know a ton more about Kathy Downey that I was always impressed, but it's like, holy mackerel, you are just You've blown me away in what you've been able to get done, what you've accomplished, because you're pretty darn young. And but the fact that your children, that's when I said 15 years to an overnight success, see, they have seen you. Your son Oscar is prime for that overnight success, because he's had that real life experience that you passed on to your children.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I never thought about it in that way, but thank you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. Well, we need to be hearing updates on what they're doing, because they're going to be remarkable like their mom. So again, everybody's got a story. I'd love to hear yours. You're listening to my podcast, Network Equals Net Worth. It's not about money. It's about the relationships and the richness of life that come from these relationships. Hope you have a great day. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. What'd you like best about today's conversations and the connections that lead to miraculous outcomes? Leave a review. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to share your story too. So why not touch base with Delene Allen on Instagram, and we'll keep the conversations going.